Right, good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday, the 21st of June, as the Euros start to wind to the end of the group stages. I've got Scott back with me. I'm not lying. He's got hat on. He looks like Benny from Crossroads. It's getting worse, this old setup, Scotty boy. Morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thanks, mate. And yeah, just happy to be here and involved.
Good.
And if it's okay with you, I just wanted to say something.
Do you want to do it now?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Hang on, he's
all
taking
right, I just
over.
want to say how amazing it was to see all those messages spread across Twitter, Telegram, and WhatsApp after yesterday's understandably emotional pod. I really hope his huge bravery in taking his actions he has had to change and improve his life, along with sending that email, will encourage others to do the same. If you didn't realise quite how much you and your pod affected people's lives, you certainly do now and on so many levels. And should be so proud of it and yourself. I know you don't do any of this for compliments at all, and in fact it makes you uncomfortable, but I'm so glad you got to see that the pods are a benefit to so many of us. And on a lighter note, as Shad said yesterday, just imagine what you could do if you weren't so boring and stopped talking bollocks.
I did see that one. No, thank you very much, mate. Thank you, everybody. You're dead right. Lots of feedback from it, and nicely, I've emailed the guy this morning, just saying that I mentioned it on the pod and that, but a couple of people have offered help as well who have got experience in this sort of section. So I hope that I then get him in touch with those people and that'll get that sorted out and help him on his way. But yeah, he subsequently sent, because I'd replied to the original email. He then subsequently sent me another email just saying thanks for replying, but I don't know whether he's listened to the pod. But yeah, I mean, it isn't about me. It was the fact that he'd been spurred to take those steps and the courage to do that when you're living in that state. And I think particularly when there's people look at someone like me and they think you're sort of invincible and you've got a great life, and I've always said nobody knows what's going on behind anybody's doors. I've talked to people. It's good to talk. I've not had counselling this year, but I've talked to somebody about a direction for my life, just to make it, I don't know what you'd say, just fall in line with my values and how I want to spend my time. And I've paid some good money to do that, and I've enjoyed it, really enjoyed it, and it has helped me. And I think, you know, we live in a world now of instant access and just thinking that you, a lot of the time people do it thinking they're being funny when they sort of abuse you on social media, and they, to them in their head, it probably sounds funny. And I think it's just, you know, you actually can come across as a bit of a twat. And I think it's worthwhile. You know, I've often sent texts out, typed them out, and then I thought, no, I'm not going to send that, because reading it back, it just, you know, my sense of humour or the way I've put it, it's not going to come across right. And you lose context, don't you, as well, when you're when you're typing and things in text. Now, I've sent even my family text messages and thought they haven't got that because they've not got the context of it. But yeah, no, thank you to everybody. I was just so pleased for the guy. I really am, that, you know, as a lot of people said, if it helps just one person. I was a bit concerned at the number of people who did say I talk shy. Just a couple who would have said, actually, Ian, you don't, would have been nice. But
well, I said you don't, and it's entertaining. Yeah. So there's one.
But Neil and Claire starting all this off in that meeting on Friday. Yeah. I wonder if they've got back from London. I haven't heard from them. I wonder, they could be hanging from their underpants in Hyde Park off a tree or something.
Yeah, they could still be there.
Say that lot got in. But no, let's move on from that. Fantastic. I will, you know, I hope I can link these people together and help. And anybody who needs help, I'm good at stuff like this, so email me in. If I don't know, if I can't help, I can find somebody who can, whatever it may be. It's good to talk. Was it BT? It's good to talk?
Yeah.
Fucking was it? About 20p a minute, I'm sure. Right. So Wales went through yesterday, despite losing to Italy. Boyo, well, boyo, the old Welsh are through. I'm quite good at Welsh. See, I'm quite good down in the valleys. Italy made changes. I honestly, it's been like a zoo here, Scott, this flipping kid. Oh, my word. It is hard work. I missed it all first time round. I didn't realise how much of it I missed, because I was obviously, it was the days when I was going out to work.
Yeah.
And I've got a greater appreciation of what Sam obviously had to deal with.
Yeah.
and how you and people here with young kids, and some of you, I mean, I know there's people who've got twins and triplets. How you on earth you manage that is beyond me.
Nah, nor me.
He's absolutely knackered me out. It's like he's got permanent Duracell batteries in from 24/7, like full strength. And then like I was up all night, and then he's like 10 o'clock in the morning, he falls asleep, the little git. So yeah, but Sam's just taking him out shopping now so we can get a bit of podcast time.
So like you said, then it might be at 3 a.m. we're doing the pods.
Oh yeah, start doing it, yeah. There's a bit of screaming in the background. So Wales through, Italy through, and then the Swiss Turkey didn't turn up. I said I'd never know. I didn't see that game at all. So, but 3-1. So I can't imagine that they put
it
in
was
that.
Very football. Easy. Yeah. Very easy.
That's them gone. And the Swiss, I think they're odds on to get through as a third place team. I think there's got to be some sort of a lining of the stars for them not to go out.
Yeah, they'd be quite unlucky if they don't make it through.
Yeah, so looks like that's three through, and that group done. We move into today, and we got four games up as two more groups come to conclusion. So we got group, I couldn't work this out, but group C are finishing first. It's 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock kickoff. So group C, Macedonia play the Netherlands. Netherlands won their first two, so they're through, and they get to play one of the third place teams, I understand. That's where it's all slightly off with this. When I looked at it, I thought, like, the Netherlands have won their group and they're going to get a pony third place team. Taking England could win their group and end up playing France, Germany or Portugal, whoever finishes second in that group. I know it's all drawn, but getting to play a third, I don't get that third place business, I'll be honest. So it'd be interesting to see who fills those slots and who they play. Dutch are going to rest players, I'm sure, for the knockouts. So on that basis, personally, I see Depay signed for Barcelona as well on a free.
Yeah, because I said early on, didn't I, that I thought he was talking to
him. I saw that was confirmed at the weekend. So I do think the Netherlands are going to win. I think there'll probably be goals. But given the fact that I don't know how they're going to play or who's going to turn up. And even if they bring new guys in, are they going to hit the ground running? They haven't got to win. Everything's done for them. I am going to leave it well alone. And I'd be interested to see what you're going to do.
I'm going to say great minds think alike. As for North Macedonia, like I said, they deservedly have lost both their group games and have the hardest game left of the group play, the Netherlands and Amsterdam. They've scored in both games and deservedly so. And they will be home to at least score again today. I have no idea if they will play the same team or knowing they are out, give some squad players a run out. The Dutch have won both games in the group and come into this game knowing even an unlikely defeat would still see them top the group, having beaten second and third place Ukraine and Austria already. With the weakest team left of the group to play, I see them making wholesale changes and giving squad members a run out, and no doubt plenty will try and impress home to force their way into the starting 11 for the first knockout game. Goals are the obvious bet, but the bookies agree also, on so it's a no bet game for me. And despite the expected changes, I would be surprised if we don't see a few goals. I may well, if the game starts really well and over 2.5 gets to 2 before the first goal, have a personal bet, but as far as the blog, nothing pre-match for me. Cards I didn't even look at, as both know their fate. And I am obviously avoiding corners, but I may well have a look again in knockout stages when nothing but a win will see a team through. But that's me for that game.
Okay, mate. I'm the same. And then this next game in that group is just bizarre. Ukraine versus Austria. The market price is 3.75 Ukraine, 3.8 Austria. 2.1 the draw. It has been odds on. It was floating around 1.9x yesterday. I don't know whether it went lower than that and has drifted out a bit. Ukraine currently second, Austria third. If a draw, Austria will become one of these third place teams. Both 1.1 to qualify. I looked at that market. I'll be honest, I hate situations like this.
Me too.
I mean, if they play a 0-0 out, you have to question the integrity of football altogether. I get that they go out, but it just, for me, it just looks daft. You know, I'm a play to win man, so I do struggle with shit like this. Ukraine can't catch the Netherlands, but are they really going to limp around for a 0-0? Is that what Shevchenko's about, just having them? So I've got to. I'm going to let this draw go odds on and lay it. It's going to be a cheap lay, whatever. So the minute it drops below two, I'm going to lay it.
For a point.
For a point, and I'll trade it on a goal. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, and I'll lose a bit more faith in humankind and football in general. If these two limp around for a 0-0, I just think that'll be so wrong. But, you know, people will say, well, they're both through, but that's not the idea of the game, surely.
No.
So over to you, son, but I've got to do it at that price just because, you know, if they... There might well be a goal, but if they're going to limp to 0-0, then it will become obvious, and I've done a point, and I'll just lose my faith in people. But over to you, son.
Right, okay, yeah. As you say, Austria sits third in the group on 3 points after losing to the Netherlands and beating North Macedonia. Ukraine sits second in the group, also on 3 points after losing to the Netherlands and beating Macedonia. Defeat for either side would likely see them go out of the tournament, as they would have a negative goal difference. And in Euro 2016, no team progressed as the best third place team with a negative goal difference. Unfortunately, from a betting point of view, the draw suits both sides. Ukraine would guarantee second, and Austria the same on would guarantee third, both on 4 points, and would have a high chance of making it round to the round of 16. The betting suggesting that both are looking for the draw, and with the odds close to evens and the odds on overs are pretty high considering how many goals have been seen in the group. So it's a no-bet game again for me as far as a pre-match bet. I may be tempted to watch the first 20 minutes and see if it's obvious they're playing for the draw and little effort to score. But if it's quite attacking and obvious one or both is playing to win, I may well get involved like you do on the over 1.5. But as far as a pre-match bet, it's nothing for me.
Okay, Maka. Right. Just getting a bit fair. Right. So that's Group C covered. And then in the evening, we get to Group B, which is pretty much completely the opposite, is a really interesting scenario. Belgium, obviously, 1-2 and through. They take on Finland. And for everybody, these games are being played simultaneously so that nobody knows what's going on in effect, or, you know, they know what's going on, but they can't manipulate anything other than 0-0 in Ukraine. And Russia play Denmark. So Finland are playing Belgium. Martinez has said that De Bruyne's going to play, Witsel's going to play, Eden Hazard's going to play. I think Belgium will want to maintain momentum. You know, I'm always one winning breeds winning. This hasn't been a good tournament for teams priced 1.4 or less so far. But the maths of that can't play out forevermore. But that aside, I do think they win tonight. I just think they're too good, particularly if the likes of De Bruyne are playing. They're too potent. For me, I'm going to trade the over 1.5 on 20 minutes. So if it's 0-0 on 20 minutes, I will trade over 1.5 goals, 20-27-35, remove liability on a goal. If the goal goes in too late, I can only red. I will let it run. And I'm also going to trade the 2.5 on 10, 15 and 20, again, dripping in three parts. Any part matched and a goal goes in, I will let my stakes, let it get back to my average entry price. If there hasn't been a second goal, I'll scratch it. If the second goal goes in, I will green it up from there. That's it for me on that game.
Right, okay. Finland coming to the final game on 3 points, having lost and won in the two games so far. A win would guarantee them a place in the round of 16, and even a draw possibly would if Russia failed to beat Denmark, which is highly possible. I've been unimpressed with them in both games so far, and even if Belgium make changes, I can't see them getting anything, as they have offered little so far going forward. A nice stat is Finland have conceded in the 46th to the 60th minute in 8 of their last 10 defeats. As far as Belgium, have won both their games in the group and sit top on 6 points, and a draw would see them finish top. Not that they ever play for a draw, and no matter what team they put out, they should get the draw minimum. Head-to-head is interesting. They have not beaten Finland since 1968. And okay, plenty since then have been friendlies. And their last 5 meetings all went under 2.5 goals. and the last friendly was in 2016, which ended 1-1. The last time Belgium lost to a team outside FIFA's top 20 was in 2013 v Japan. They are in great form, having lost just one of their last 25 internationals. And interesting is that they are the only FIFA-ranked one side to have never won a World Cup or a European Championships. As far as this game, it's another no-bet game for me. Because until I see the start at 11, I want to see quite how many changes have been made. You know, they could have, not that it may matter at the back. And by the standing with the players that are still going to start, that's going to be perfectly strong enough. But Finland, like, as you say, are in such a tough group. I can see the three teams coming up, finishing on 3 points. And if that's the case, goal difference is going to be. So whereas sometimes it was a first or second game that could get disheartened, heads drop, Finland know the more goals they keep out, the better. And it's, again, it's a game that I'm quite happy to watch. But as it is, I always follow your trades, and I'll do those again.
Okay, mate. All right. Good. And then that leaves us with Russia v Denmark in that group. Denmark, obviously, you know, we've spoke about it enough. The Eriksson incident, then took the lead against Belgium, and two cracking goals in the second half got Belgium back in that. So Denmark sit having lost two games, but can unbelievably still finish potentially second in this group.
Yeah.
If they win with the right amount of goals. And there's a scenario where we can go down to disciplinary points or ranking to decide out of Denmark, Russia and Finland who go through. So it is quite extraordinary. And they're 1.77 in this game, Denmark, at home, which I think will be a massive plus for them.
Yeah.
I do think Finland are going to lose to Belgium, and I think Denmark are going to win this game. Russia beat Finland 1-0. How's your Russia goals going?
I wonder when it would start.
And how's your Scotland goals going?
I can't really comment, Ian.
It's something to do with home advantage, wasn't it, and all this. And so I think Denmark are going to. I think Denmark are going to win, and the fact that they've got to go and play the game. You know, they've got to attack. They've got to try and score goals. Eriksson is a massive loss for them. But, you know, they did okay against Belgium for 45 minutes. I was watching it intermittently the other day. Russia are no Belgium. So I'm going Denmark will win, but I'm not backing them. I'm going to have exactly the same bet as I've got in the Finland game in this game. So both these games, I'm doing exactly the same. I'm going to have the over 1.5, as I've just said, in the Finland game, and the over 2.5. On both these, and hopefully we'll see a couple of goals and I'll be able to win some or scratch some. That's me, son.
Sounds good to me. Right, okay. Russia sits second in group on 3 points, having lost to Belgium at home and then beating Finland 1-0. A draw here could be enough to make it through in second place, as Finland in third have to play Belgium. I've been very unimpressed with Russia in both games and really lacking quality, and even against the poor Finland side made hard work of it. As for Denmark unfortunately come into this final game on 0 points, having lost both their games. And okay, even if they ended up losing all 3 points, won't be too upset knowing that Christian Eriksen is alive, doing well and already out of hospital. As it is, they still have a decent chance, as you said, of progressing with the help of Belgium. As if Belgium beat Finland today, then they still have a chance of second if they can beat Russia by two clear goals. If that happened, Russia would be out. Whereas if Denmark win by one goal margin, but not 1-0, i.e. 2-1, 3-2, etc., then they would get second and Russia third. But they still need Belgium to beat Finland, of course, which is highly likely, I believe, as they have been so poor. Yesterday, I sat for a couple of hours reading the page on how it works on various scenarios, and I felt like I needed a degree to work out why 1-0 wouldn't work. I've just what they've said. If Denmark can replicate the performance they gave the Belgium, they would win this game with something to spare. As far as my selection, I'm going over 3.5 cards in the match. 1.83 Skybet, 1.80 Marathon, and Bet365 Asian over 3.5 goals, 1.775. Sporting Index goes 38-42, which means you need 5 cards if you buy, up from an early of 36-40 this morning. Russia's last 12 competitive games away, this has landed in 7. Denmark are not a great team for cards, but 4 of the last 9 this has landed. But I can't think many of the Denmark games had as much at stake as this game in front of their own fans. And I can see this getting very heated depending on various score lines, and I'm willing to give it a go. I did like Russia team cards. I think they won't get the win or the draw that they require. But the odds have dropped a lot from a 1.9 at Marathon to 1.62, and that's too low for me. So, yeah, it's match cards for me.
Okay, Sam. That's it. That's all I've got. I haven't got anything else. Have you got anything else?
No, that's it for me.
No, and we've got...
Judy's just reminded me of something. That people need to be wary with Marathon. I spoke to Marathon in chat a week or two back about how they deal with their cards. And obviously I've highlighted them quite a lot as a positive in this tournament.
Yeah.
And I was led to believe that it's purely yellow cards. So a second yellow card, as long as it wasn't a straight red, would count. Well, last night I put up a bet in Spain on Twitter and they settled it as a void bet. So I went back to them again and they've actually sent me the rules, which were hard to find, saying, in fact, the maximum a player can get is one yellow, which is a bit rubbish. So if a player gets a second yellow or a red, it counts for nothing. So I think I needed to make people aware of that as far as using Marathon bet for cards.
Okay, son. That does sound a bit rubbish, doesn't it?
Yeah. So it's no wonder their odds are regularly so much higher because of that.
Because they basically play the system and have you.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow we've got obviously to cover Croatia versus that lot up there.
Yeah.
And I've had enough of that lot up there. They're getting it tomorrow, by the way. When we do this, they are getting it. Because I don't know when 0-0's ever been a win.
No.
I mean, I don't know what it's like. They beat us 5-0, isn't it?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, like you're saying, is that they've had to play their best game to get a 0-0, and everyone's saying we were terrible, but we still got a 0-0.
I mean, I've just had enough of them. I'm getting non-stop videos of England fans miserable and our great Scotland are, and Scottish fans taking the mickey. I've had tons of it, and you got a 0-0.
Yeah.
You've played two teams and haven't scored a goal, but we'll save that for tomorrow. And then, of course,
forward to it.
And then, of course, we got the old checks against the fraud. And I won't be having a bet in that game.
I knew you wouldn't be.
I'll be leaving that alone. But I see Billy Gilmore for the Jocks has been. He's got COVID.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see the game, but I'm assuming no England players got near him. But he's like Lionel Messi by all accounts. So none of us will have got it.
Yeah.
As I say, we'll deal with that tomorrow. Okay, mate. Right. Thank you as always for your time.
And thank you as well.
And we'll tomorrow's game's at 8 o'clock. So again, we'll get the pod up probably around lunchtime. Have a good Monday. And you can go back with your Benny Hill at and do what, not Benny Hill, Benny from Crossroads at, and do whatever you want to do, son. And
thanks very much. And you enjoy your afternoon too with Ari and the family.
I'm going to go and have a sleep. I'll see you in the morning.
All right, see you in the morning.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.